The latest in bold plans for transferring water from rainy Northern California to its arid South is being proposed by an Alaska water entrepreneur. It calls for using the ocean to float large bags of water from two rivers in the state's north coast, hundreds of miles south to San Diego. With the population of Southern California predicted to grow by millions in the coming decades, plans like this one may become common. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cheryl Colopy reports.
The rivers on California's picturesque north coast are modest. Some would even call them streams. But they were once rich in salmon and steelhead trout, and on their banks grow descendants of the giant redwoods that made timber barons rich. Mendocino County also has a rich tradition of activism, and protest is mounting against the latest intrusion, an Alaska water baron's proposal to mine water from the Walala River and the tiny Albion River and send it south. As local men row their boat downriver, activist Hillary Adams says if approved, the project would hurt fish populations and set a dangerous precedent.
It's not just this river or the Walala River. It's any river up and down California. If they can get away with this, can process it through just like any other application, they can get it through anywhere.
State water officials are currently looking at the plan to run pipes under the beds of the rivers out to huge yellow polyurethane bags moored offshore. Once full, the bags, measuring 350 by 1,000 feet, would be dragged by barge to San Diego. The mastermind behind this proposal is Rick Davidge. He's a former director of water for Alaska and currently president of Alaska Water Exports, which has helped launch a similar project already operating in the Mediterranean Sea. Talking by satellite phone from Alaska, he defends his plan, saying the operation is much like putting a straw in a glass of water.
We want to mimic the natural flow system as much as possible to the point where it enters the ocean, and we think this is an appropriate system for this location.
Davidge, originally from Southern California, says he's sure neither fish nor people on the North Coast will miss the water. He says the real threat is that a shortage of water in Southern California could hurt the whole state's economy. San Diego imports 90% of its water, and in coming years it will have to make up for mandated cutbacks in current imports from the Colorado River. Marcy Steyer of the San Diego Water Department says Davidge's plan, which could supply enough water for 40,000 homes, is just one of several recent entrepreneurial ideas for bringing water to the city.
We're always on the lookout for creative proposals and ways to stretch our available supplies. You never know what's going to work for you.
Back on the coast, residents say entrepreneurs can take advantage of the region because it lacks political clout in Sacramento. Longtime resident Linda Perkins stands at the mouth of the Albion River, looking out over a cove where a big yellow bag might someday be moored. She says neither tourists nor residents will be happy to see that, even though the bulk of the bag would ride below the waterline.
We're aghast. We cannot believe we've lost our forests, we've lost our fisheries, and our last resource is our water, and now they're coming to take that.
Perhaps, but not quite yet. State water officials say they're still reviewing the application to take water from the two rivers. They say it could be years before a permit is issued for the project, if ever. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Colopy in Albion, California.